The girl sat perched on top of the wardrobe in the corner. She watched as the three men below took turns raping her. Of course, it was only her conscious self that had deserted her body. If her mind had not left her body, the pain would have been too much for the 12-year-old to bear. She didn't necessarily consider the things the men's fault. Her mother was the one who had sold her to them, just as she had done with her older sister before her. But Janie had left 6 months ago, just took off. The girl didn't believe that this was the first time for her. She felt that it had happened before, but her mind had closed off those memories to her. Allowing her thoughts to wander, the girl tried not to hate her mother, yet she knew that it was impossible for her not to. If her mother needed the money for food, for rent, for any real necessity, the girl might have been able to understand. But for the price of a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 was beyond the girl's comprehension. As the hate welled up inside of her, she thought of nothing else but revenge. Morning came and the girl rose from her bed. She went into the bathroom and tried to doctor her wounds and scrub the filth she felt from her body. She knew her younger brother and sister had already left for school, just as she knew her older brother and mother were passed out somewhere in the apartment in an alcoholic haze. As the hot water from the shower ran over her, she thought about her older brother. She blamed him almost as much as her mother. He was 17 and shared their mother's bed whenever she could not find another man to take care of her drunken needs. Everyone the girl talked to said the alcohol was to blame for her mother's problems, but the girl knew that her mother was just a spiteful, selfish bitch. She didn't care how her own needs were met, just so long as they were. The girl wasn't sure how long she had hated the woman, but knew it had been as long as she could remember. Now she was going to put an end to it. Never again was her mother going to use her body to get what she wanted, and there was no way she was going to let her start on her little sister. Beth was only 8, and she had enough heartaches just dealing with the beatings that her mother dished out regularly. The girl emerged from the bath clad only in an old shirt. Going into her room, she chose the cleanest of her clothes she could find. After dressing, she went into her closet and reached into the rat hole in the corner. Hoping it was not occupied, she fumbled around until her fingers closed on the small glass bottle. Pulling it out, she removed the lid. Using her pinky finger, she tugged at the dollar bills that were inside. If her mother knew about the stash, chances were good her mother would beat her close to death. Pushing the money deep into her jeans pocket, the girl silently made her way out of the apartment. She had a plan. Taking the time to stop at the corner grocery to get change for bus fare, the girl ended up walking halfway to town before the bus finally came along. Putting her change in the fare box, the girl found a seat near the rear of the bus. Usually she rode up front where she could talk to the driver, but today she needed quiet to think. The idea had been playing around in her mind for the last several months, ever since she'd seen the book. It was a small volume, no more than 100 pages. Yet for so little, the price seemed so expensive. It had taken the girl almost 2 months of can collecting to save the $5 needed to buy it, but now she had it.